Welcome to the Conscious Investor. Let's get started. Are you being irresponsible because you are chasing after dreams, goals, passions? I'm going to tell you, no, you're not. In fact, I'm going to even suggest today in our mindset episode that you are actually being irresponsible by not pursuing your dreams, your goals, and those things closest to your heart. This was this big aha moment when I was talking, we were driving down the road as a family, and this concept came up. And I was talking about how my husband and I met, we reconnected in our mid-20s. I was explaining this story to my daughter about how I was a teacher and I had followed all the rules, graduated college early, started a career at 22, and, you know, was on that fast track in life of, you know, checklist, done, 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 done. And my husband took a different path. He actually moved up to Lake Tahoe and he was snowboarding and, you know, helping manage a ski shop and such. And he took a different life path. While I was in college, this is an important little caveat. While I was in high school and college, I worked at a local gear shop. It's kind of a big sporting goods shop where they did team sports, but I happened to work in the rock climbing, hiking, snowboarding, ski section. That's, you know, as you know, that's my gig. That's what I've always loved doing. And when I graduated college and started my very first, you know, career as a public school teacher, I would go back and I would work at that local shop, you know, and support them during the holidays and during special events. And I did that because I loved it. I loved the culture there and the people that came through the doors. They weren't just customers, right? A customer is somebody who they walk through the doors and you're like, hey, have a good day, next. And you don't know who they are. You have no relationship. And it doesn't really matter if they come back or not. But a client is someone that you develop a relationship with that you want to see time and again. And you want it to be on good terms, right? Good standing. And so we had these clients that would come into the shop and you would talk about adventures together. And, you know, it was so much fun helping them find the best gear for their next adventure. I loved that. I loved it so much. As I mentioned, I would go back and I would work and enjoy, you know, working through after Thanksgiving through Christmas and, you know, going and helping at the annual sales and such. Well, it turns out I'm in my mid-20s. And my husband has moved back from South Lake Tahoe, living the dream up at, you know, skiing heavenly and all of that great stuff, or snowboarding, actually, he would correct me. But anyhow, so he's back in our hometown. And here I am helping out at maybe a Memorial Day sale or something of that nature. And we reconnect and we're talking in the parking lot. And I'm just shooting the breeze thinking, gosh, you know, this is a really fantastic person. And I was not available at the moment. So I was, you know, cheering him on like, you know, you're a really great person. You know, like you're going to meet someone great. Welcome back to the town, blah, blah, blah. But not too long afterwards, I was available and our paths just kept reconnecting. But that moment, I was following something that I loved, right? I loved serving clients at the gear shop. And so I went back. And because I chose to do that, and because my husband chose to stay in an industry when he moved back to our town, to stay attached to that ski, snowboard, outdoor world, because we were both pursuing things that we enjoyed, our paths reconnected. And now we've been married for a very long time. I think we're going on 17 years this year of being married. And, you know, we had a relationship before that. So it's so exciting to think when you follow what you enjoy, when you follow what you love, you're going to attract people of like kind around you. And you don't know what doors that's going to open up. Now, not everybody listening is looking for a relationship. And I certainly am not looking for a relationship with someone in that capacity. I'm always looking to connect with awesome people, but I love my husband. He's, man, absolutely, absolutely amazing. I'm looking down, if you're watching on YouTube, I am looking down because I picked up a few books on this topic. And I was thinking about how so many people don't pursue what they love when it comes to their career because they're scared. It's scary. I need money to pay my bills. I need to make my mortgage payment. I need to pay the electricity bill. I got to pay the water bill, right? We think of life and living as a, I have to pay for these things. And so everything turns into this exchange of, I need money and I must do whatever I need to do to get it so that I can survive. The reality is that money wasn't always the vehicle that it was. Like, not dollars. There's always been some type of bartering or trade system that takes place. As we think about that, we have to step back and say, can we make money, not just meet amazing people and maybe even meet the love of your life, but can we actually survive doing what we love? I'll have to say, I think my life is a living proof that it is possible. My husband and I have been self-employed for many years. I've dipped my toe back in and out into public education, but overall, for the last 13 years, our bread and butter has been real estate, which is really exciting. If you ever pick up, you've heard me reference this book called Super Coach. It's by Michael Neal. It's a fantastic book. Remember, I don't always agree with everything authors say or worldviews, but I always value challenging the way I think, my perceptions. And through that, we end up gaining new ideas and stretching our beliefs. And he's the one that suggests that, hey, you should just do more of what you love. Whatever it is that you love, you should do more of that and pursue it because life is not just this exchange of money. Read the book in the section on, you know, how to never worry about your finances again. Pretty amazing. Second book that I picked up that I've been referencing a lot recently is Stillness is a Key by Ryan Holiday. Naturally, it's a Ryan Holiday book. We know I enjoy him, but he says this. On a section in this book on beauty, he says, it's ironic that stillness is rare and fleeting in our busy lives because the world creates an inexhaustible supply of it. It's just that nobody's looking. Beauty is also a commodity. And so often in life, we are so busy chasing after dollars that we are missing out on everything else in the world around us. We're missing out on the beauty of nature. Of right now, I see beautiful blue skies out my window. It's extraordinary, especially during the winter when it's largely gray. So my point is that we're missing out on the most important parts of life because we're simply chasing after dollars and cents. How much do you really need? Are you going about it in the best way? What would happen if you pursued what you really want to do? Yeah, maybe you want to be that artist. Why did artists have to be, quote, starving artists? There are a lot of very successful artists out there. I want to encourage you this week to challenge yourself to take a courageous step and to pursue something that brings you joy. Something that makes your heart just excited. Something that brings you happiness. So this is what I never really thought of myself as just chasing happiness, but you know, life goes really well when you are enjoying the things around you. Okay, take me up on that challenge. I want to hear all about it. So make sure that you head over to the Conscious Investor Facebook group. If you're not in there, there's an invitation here right now for you. Come join us. You just go to the Conscious Investor over on Facebook and I can let you into the group. I do have it kind of locked down, not public, because I want us to be able to share other things as the Facebook group grows. It's going to be absolutely exciting. All right, guys, until next time, Live big, love bigger.
Overwhelmed trying to figure out what book you should read next? Head over to julieholly.com and download the best books reading list. I've personally read the books I'm recommending for adults and kids ages 8 and older, and you can get a sneak peek even as to the books I'm considering reading next. Download this list and dive into your next best book. Head over to julieholly.com to download the list and dive into your next best book.